Robert thought so, said the Queen. This betrayal would have broken his heart. The gods are kind that he did not live to see it. She sighed. Sansa, sweetling, you must see what a dreadful position this has left us in. You are innocent of any wrong, we all know that, and yet you are the daughter of a traitor. How can I allow you to marry my son? But I love him, Sansa wailed, confused and frightened. What did they mean to do with her? What had they done to her father? It was not supposed to happen this way. She had to wed Joffrey. They were betrothed. He was promised to her. She'd even dreamed about it. It wasn't fair to take him away from her on account of whatever her father might have done. Oh, how well I know that child, Cersei said, a voice so kind and sweet. Why else should you have come to me and told me of your father's plan to send you away from us, if not for love? It was for love, Sansa said in a rush. Father wouldn't even give me leave to say farewell. She was the good girl, the obedient girl, but she had felt as wicked as Arya that morning, sneaking away from Septa Mordain, defying her lord father. She had never done anything so willful before, and she would never have done it then, if she hadn't loved Joffrey as much as she did. He was going to take me back to Winterfell and marry me to some hedge knight. Even though it was Joff I wanted, I told him, but he wouldn't listen.